Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 27th of October, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today predicts variable clouds with a couple of showers, and over the night we can expect cloudy periods of rain, this evening followed by shower in spots late. Temperatures between low of 23 to high of 30 degrees Celsius, with heat index on 40. Winds from west at 7 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Chance on precipitation is on 63%, with the rainfall possible 3 mm. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 14%. The Resident Assembly Service is inviting us to participate in a Resident Assembly decision-making event today between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Solar Kitchen Compound, where we will be deciding on the question. Participatory working group and 3-day selection process for working committee, revised proposal, yes or no. The paper vote will be at Solar Kitchen today, and online voting started already earlier. But in case if we still have any questions or want to express our opinion personal or on paper, we can find Resident Assembly Service today at the Solar Kitchen compound, and both the online and offline voting process close today at 4 p.m. In today's news, we are featuring an excerpt of International Zone Meeting with Pavilion Group's presentation held past Saturday in Unity Pavilion with inspiring words of Carlson.
Good afternoon, friends. This morning I was really hesitating to come for this International Zone Meeting. It's not a hesitation to meet you beautiful people. When I heard about the flags, I got very emotional. The Tibetan flag has been put down in many places. So the moment when I entered, I said, okay, I go as an individual because I choose all of it as my home. I surrender myself to her vision. And the moment when I saw all these flags, looking at every one of us, telling something, the history, past, present, then I reflect to myself, yes, this is actually my home, where we all are equal. I felt like, okay, it's the best way to spread my arms, surrender myself. I'm so proud today, my 20th year complete, that I have given to Auroville. It's really fruitful, you know. I'm sorry, it's very difficult to express things in front of people. Still struggling for my own originals, my roots, not having seen my family for 30 years, still trying to reach human unity, still didn't give up the collective way of bringing things in order. So that's why I often tell to the visitors at Tibet Pavilion that maybe mother wants the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the first complete building in Auroville, to be an example for all the other upcoming pavilions. That today we are facing some issues in Auroville with our own little maintenance, our ego and things like that. But to work in pavilion since from officially from 2000 now to all 14 years. we have reached about 7,000 people across the world, standing there very proud to be in our vision, something to share, like the mother always says, the uniqueness of your country. Today I'm still hesitating because we have our villains, or human, we humans, we never satisfied. As for my own content living, today in the pavilion itself, I have an exhibition going on, visit of the Tibetan doctor, 80 students visiting Tibetan pavilion, 46 people coming from Calcutta, from Assam, to visit pavilion. Is it not happening to you? For me, it's happening. And it is not Kelsang, Klorabi, and Amgyal. That is the love from all of you. That every day we don't feel it, we don't know it. As a human, we love to criticize. We love to reach a greed. So I, for me, it's the best platform to live in the content. I'm so happy to live with my maintenance of 4,400 rupees. Reaching to my deeds, to the Olavidin deeds, to the people deed. This morning we had 38 people who came to see the doctor. All the way from Vilipuram, Kadalur, Karegaon, Olavidin, Pondicherry, Ashram. So, you know, like, it takes time. And it's never late to buy a time. So for me personally, International Zone is doing one of the marvelous job in Norway, one of the best places in the world where we can greet each other, open arms, respect each other. So being the first complete pavilion after Bharat Nivas, we would, Tibetan pavilion will be there for any of the other pavilions to host. We never said no to somebody till today, and we will never do that. So all the upcoming pavilions, we are so happy that next we are going to work with the Korean pavilions. The Korean, they are organizing something. So we are trying to do a little bit from our side. We cannot be the one with the golden wing, but we can be the one with the wing, symbol wing. So let us all try to nourish the wing that we have and let it shine. And today I'm taking this advantage of this space. Yes, we really need to thank you. Days and days sitting on a tree, coming at exact time at 8 o'clock, digging all the things there. Then the international team, Unity Pavilion, for Luigi for bringing this beautiful event. I don't know how it has been touched to all of you, but it has touched a lot to me. And then my faith of living here has grown stronger.
At Unity Pavilion on October 31st at 4 p.m. will be held a gathering of friends to remember Kirit, and they would like to assemble oral and written tributes to Kirit and for the eventual publication. With this in mind, they invite us to our gathering. If you can't be there in person, kindly send your written contribution to christine@orville.org. On Friday 31st at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited by Italian Pavilion to a harp and voice duo concert, which would be a medieval and renaissance Italian arias by Maestro Enrico Aron on harp, viola da gamba and percussions, and Anne Gerkaff with voice, harps, solterio and arco. on Friday 31st and on Saturday 1st of November between 9:30 to 12:30 and between 2:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. we can see two-day exhibition at Sheraton Jolly, which would be presentation of the artwork done with the artists and designers in a workshop held earlier. Sheraton Jolly is located in the entrance past CSR and opposite of GP Cafe. Inside India invites us to another week of interactive sessions on Auroville with introduction to the vision and concept of Auroville presented today by Manoj, tomorrow with eco-restoration community development presented by Parvati from Pichandikulam, on Wednesday Auroville economy and organization presentation by Banti, on Thursday Auroville outreach work presented by Kathy, and on Friday Tejaswini will be presenting town planning and architecture. Each day presentation will be going on between 10 a.m. to 12, including question and answer session, and of course at Inside Seminar Room in the Inside India building in Aurashilpam behind our model. The presentations are free of charge. Anyone may walk in. Auroville Electrical Service Team informs us that because of the monthly maintenance work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will be no electricity tomorrow, 28, from the morning 9 a.m. to the evening 6 p.m. and they advise all to keep our standby system ready for use. Jill Navarra, director of the Auroville Theatre Group, is announcing the need for actors. Actors are more actors for the Merchant of Venice. To speak the immortal words of the Bard, if you have a love for the theatre and want to get involved in a wondrous production, please call Jill on 948-641-6173. And from Adi Shakti in Elan Chavanadi comes a reminder on a workshop Acting Shakespeare, which would be an 11-day workshop on King Lear led by Tim Supple. The registration is closing soon, so you need to apply now with your CV. The workshop aims to investigate all aspects of the demands of Shakespeare's text on the actor. It brings awareness of the three major aspects of acting King Lear: text, creation of character, and physical realization. Each day, you will begin with the practice of Scaleria Patu, the Kerala form of martial art, followed by exploration to develop a physical language and bring awareness of the realities of hierarchy, ritual, family, war, sexuality, and violence that are essential to King Lear. Vocal and text exercises will be conducted in the afternoon, which will explore the speech, thought, actions and emotional realities of Shakespeare's characters. Each day will culminate in the realization of scenes. The workshop is designed to welcome all levels knowledge of English, so excellence in the language is not a requirement, and the workshop is open to all. However, all applicants will be screened by Mr. Supple before finalizing the list of participants. And for more details, we should call Adi Shakti on 262-2287 or write to them at adishaktiprogram@gmail.com. Here are some words from our side, team of Auroville Radio. We are still looking for a number of professionals or students having skills in Linux audio streaming, journalism, web developing, WordPress, media students or professionals, people who are skilled in fundraising, social networkers, audio engineers with Linux expertise and an architect, or anyone with passion and interest in the job. The Auroville Council subgroup met with us and we had a friendly discussion with housing to find a solution for the sound barrier. And let us conclude with the cinema schedule. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:15, they will screen Meditation on Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice, and The Supreme Consummation. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they still follow this week's water series. And today at 8 p.m. we can see Satoyama, Japanese Squid Water Garden, which was made in Japan in 2004 by director Masumi Mizunuma. Tomorrow we can see drama fantasy Beasts of the Southern Wild, made in USA in 2012 by director Ben Zitlin. And on Wednesday they will screen a documentary, Holy Water and Thirsty for Jews, and was made in Sweden and India in 2008 by director and writer Lotta Eklund. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "A divine harmony shall be Earth's law. Beauty and joy remount her way to life." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org.